Right, so how do we start things off then?
Do you want to kiss me and I'll kiss you.
Do you use tongues?
Yes. Are you recording this?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Welcome to episode 1
/ 2.
Well, technically yeah, it's episode 1, but Roisin's messed things up.
I put a number 1 next to the trailer.
I think we should just cancel it all here. It's over.
I think we should leave. Yeah. It's been nice though, it's been fun.
It's been good.
The trailer was good.
I mean, you were an hour late today, but let's not talk about that.
I do have a problem with being...
on time?
Yeah. Do you know what it is, right? I sort of like running on adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the long and the short of it was I was an hour late. But I do have a slow puncture.
Mm-hmm.
And I did bring a Starbucks, so...
The Starbucks kind of want it back a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. I actually, see when you think about it, I have really lots of negative traits. Like, it's the same with texting back. I'm not a very good texter backer, but it doesn't matter to you because you are a straight phone caller.
Yeah, I'll just phone you straight away.
Yeah, you will.
I will be texting you and then you'll answer me on WhatsApp. And I'm like, my brain!
But I don't even use WhatsApp. I hate WhatsApp.
But you were never like this when I first met you. What happened?
Well, it's not.
It's turned into a relationship.
It's you, it's me. It's not you. No, but I don't
you weren't like
you
that
anymore.
Because I was the one that was a bit of a mess on social media.
I always just think that you like WhatsApp.
I do like
and
WhatsApp.
And brownies, that's why I always...
But don't call me on it.
Yeah, I know, I don't know why I do that. I just have that in my
it's
head.
Like, I can predict, right, see if we're chatting and you're going to call me on WhatsApp. You call me and I pick up and you go, oh, I've done it again, I called you on WhatsApp. I'll phone you back normally, thanks.
I actually don't even use WhatsApp. I'm not a WhatsApper. Give me something more horrifying. I'm a Facebook Messenger. I love a Facebook Messenger.
Really?
Messenger, that's not a word. I actually, a lot of my good, one Megan, my one of my dear best friends, I didn't have her number until last week. Been on holidays and that together because I just Facebook her. I know.
When did you meet her?
Yeah, like years ago, no, I just didn't have her number.
No, wait a minute, what do you mean you don't have her phone number?
I don't have her number, I just used the Facebook.
But surely you've been on so many nights out.
Been on holidays and that. I just didn't have her phone number. I know, I should get better. There's some things that I would never be late for. I'll try and get better. Always late, but worth the wait. I'm probably never worth the wait. I'm just an
arsehole.
I'm just an arsehole. A late, tardy arsehole.
Thanks for following us. If you got us on Instagram at Nags and Brags Podcast,
it should be like a Finsta, a fake Insta. Have you seen people with them?
No.
A Finsta's like, or some people would have like private Instagrams, and it's like just for their actual friends, and they just post funny pictures on them. Or like, I suppose people probably just use private stories now.
Yeah, when the wee green circle comes up, close friends. There's folk that I'm not even friendly with that do it, and I go, oh my God, I can't believe you class me as one of your close friends.
Yes, I actually, if I'm on somebody's close friend's story on Instagram, I feel the need to reply to everything. I want to participate, so I will be replying to everything.
I have a fireman that I met in a night out, and I don't know why I still follow him and he follows me. I've never bumped into him since, and I'm on his close friends list on Insta, and it's pictures of his baby.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
Well... depends what the baby looks like.
It's quite cute.
So we thought for our first episode we could just do a bit of laying down the land, laying down the format, whilst it's just the two of us, and show you what is to come. Get excited. Cassie, do you want to start off the first episode of the new podcast with your nag?
My pleasure. My first nag this week is people queuing for petrol. It's an obvious one. But it really pisses me off.
I need to ask, why are people... Right, I, full disclosure, don't really watch news anymore because I was just, like, the overwhelming sense of dread. Like, I just couldn't stand. And I don't watch Twitter either, really.
What about Phil McCann, though?
Phil McCann?
Phil McCann.
Shut up, I just got that. Phil McCann.
They put Phil McCann on the scene at a BP garage.
That's funny.
It went viral.
Phil McCann. There's worse things your last name could be. McCracken. Explain to me...
It's the fact that when the minute people find out there's a shortage in anything, do you think this just came out of lockdown after the toilet paper?
So
I've never noticed this kind of behaviour in my life since the rationing days, and I wasn't here for the rationing days.
How old are you? How old are you? I feel like an evacuee at the moment. I've not been evacuated anywhere, but I just feel like this is whole vibe at the moment of the world.
Prepping
is,
vibes.
Yeah, World War II energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big WW2 energy. So, but I thought the whole thing, I thought we've been running out of petrol for years, and I don't, like, is that not the whole drilling
No,
for,
is it not the shortage of delivery drivers?
Oh, this is, we should all get electric cars on the government. I actually went to the petrol station yesterday and everybody, it was fucking mayhem. I went to the petrol station yesterday and everybody was shouting at each other. Mexican standoff, but Mexican 12 off, because there was 12 pumps and everybody was shouting abuse at each other. I usually quite enjoy these things.
I like watching from afar. I'm like one of these people that would be sitting at the back.
Well, the guy that was at the desk was having a great old laugh because everybody was just totally shouting at each other. And this ties into it. So my nag was going to be the way people are acting at the moment. And I have to say to you, do you notice when it's a full moon?
Yeah, oh!
You do. You do notice. It's a full moon. Well, it's probably, I don't know. I'm not an astronomer.
No.
An astronaut. A moonologist, whatever you want to call it.
But you'll know as much as them because a lot of it is rubbish.
And excuse me, I had that co-star app used to tell me when whatever form the moon
like
was
like you
in.
Said had because you just don't bother with it anymore.
Well, I don't bother with it anymore because it was telling me all these toxic things and it was saying stuff like avoid black feathers. And I was like, oh, why? Do you know what it said to me one day? Avoid chess games, baths. And stones. And I was like, oh my God, I will.
That's my life.
I will. And my mum was like, don't be so bloody stupid. And then I was like, I mean, I'm not making a habit playing chess anyway.
Well, the other day I was in Home Bargains with Granny Shona. And Granny Shona. There was a woman that walked in. She must have known somebody at the till point. She wasn't in for anything. She came up, Brenda, how's today been? She went, it's fine. It's going in quick. I'm finishing at 5. It was 4. And then she went, have you noticed, Brenda, it's the full moon outside. Everybody's went a bit weird again. And I thought, it made me think when I left.
So
and I
many.
Thought, I do feel like that right now, but I was blaming it on my period more than I was the moon.
I don't feel like I personally am acting weird, or than usual, but I keep having run-ins with people that are acting crazy. I'll tell you about a brief one, and I will not use the language that was involved. So outside my house, I had parked the car. Wasn't fully on the pavement, because always make sure there's enough room to get a wheelchair, a buggy and a bin. Not all at once, but in single file, past it, right? And it's like a big pavement. And a guy walked past my car with his daughter. I was going to say, if you listen to this, he won't listen to this. Why would he listen to this? He was like shimmying with the back of my car, right? But he started shaking his head and I put the window down and said, what's your problem? And he went, well. I just actually winded myself to that. He went, well. I mean, well, what's the problem? I won't repeat it word for word, shall we say.
Did he swear in front of the kid?
Ah! And he called me something under his breath. He was shaking his head and he's called me a stupid bleep. And
yeah, I thought, a stupid what?
No, I can't say it.
Why?
Because it's a bad word.
Is it the C word?
That may have been the C word.
He did not call you that.
I'm part, like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not, if my mum's listening,
are you
I'm
fabricating
not,
the story like no, you would
not
do?
I'm fabricating
the
story.
Did he call you the C word? See you next Tuesday.
Uh-huh. And I put the window... But I understand that, like, people use that word a lot. If my mum's listening,
I don't
me.
Know if 40-year-old dads use it to young
but
girls in their car.
Well, I know, that's what I thought. I had music on, but then when he was tap dancing with my exhaust pipe, so then I put the window down. And then he wanted me to hear it, but I didn't think. He said, you're a beep. I said, who are you talking to? And he said, Because do you think it's alright for you to park there? And I said, well, what's your problem? Because you just got past. He went, that's not the point. I said, first time caller, what is the point then? You're shouting at me about where I've parked. I said, but it's not caused any inconvenience to you. Get a pencil and draw the point.
I think in this situation, you have just been the little silly young girl who's parked in the wrong spot.
And then I thought,
do you know what? He's had an argument with his wife that day.
If I was,
and you've been in his path.
See, if I was sharp enough, right? And I've, you know what, like, if
I know you hate that, and you've not been quick enough.
I was thinking I should have done the psychological card and said, "Would you like it if a strange man shouted that at your daughter when she grew up?" But I didn't. I just said, "No, you're an idiot." I just gave him the finger, drove off, and beat the horn.
Do you think if you met him again, you would say to him, "How would you like it?" But that was a week ago.
He'd be like, "Who are you?" And, well, tell you something, I've got a slow puncture, so all I'm saying is join the dots.
There's just no doing anything right in this world today.
Not when there's a full moon.
No.
Because people are unhinged when it's a full moon. And people are bad drivers.
So what, you think that's why they're all queuing for petrol as well?
I saw a video of a woman bagging petrol.
Plastic bags?
Plastic bag, double bagging it, petrol.
That's weird.
You would double bag a dog shit. You wouldn't double bag a bag of petrol.
That was like a tongue twister.
How many bags? Got a bag, bag, bag. Have a bag, petrol, could bag, bag. Yeah, she was, and I thought, what are you going to do with that? Very, very bizarre. But so is it because of the lorry drivers, they can't get the petrol across, so everybody is?
I think so. But I just want to know, and I said this as well.
Were you a panic buyer? I'm not a panic buyer.
No, never, ever. No, you and I are last minute with everything. I'm never panic buying.
Yeah.
In lockdown, when people were going out for toilet roll, I genuinely didn't know why. I was like,
right,
why?
Sorry,
I said, what
I'm
is it to
sure,
like?
Did we discuss this on the last podcast? Why would you? You don't need to panic buy a toilet roll. Toilet roll is like, there's lots of things. You don't need toilet roll. Toilet roll would not be high up on my list of things to panic buy. Excuse me, you could use a towel or a rack.
But this is exactly it, because when people were panic buying it, I couldn't understand why. Like, I'm saying I couldn't understand why. Like, I genuinely couldn't. I thought, so why is that the last thing you're going to need?
What is your thought process here? Yeah. I mean, there's things that I would pat, like, I don't know what...
Just, so it's like someone saying to you, the world's about to shut down, and then you say, what am I going to wipe my ass with? I better go out and get loads
better
of toilet
paper.
Better
have a clean bum when the boom hits.
Yeah. You could literally use anything. Girls, in fact, you're at an advantage. You've got bloody sanitary towels if you wanted.
Yeah, I can understand, like, things. Like, that would be a sensible thing to panic buy.
Yes.
Sanitary products.
Yeah.
I can see why you would panic buy that. Though I don't think anybody did.
I think somebody started it. I think there was one little woman somewhere that
somebody's
started
auntie
the trend.
On WhatsApp.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it just gets shared.
That is it.
Alcohol will be the next thing. I'll bloody hit you, see me at the shops for that one.
I'll be down there with you.
I'll be down with a crate of wine.
I'll be behind
I'll
you.
I'll be hitting, beating them off of a stick. You've brought me onto my nag. And my nag this week has been my various ailments. I didn't say this at the beginning. I have a cold at the moment. I hear they're calling it, Joe's mum told me this, the Novid. Not COVID, Novid. And I tell you that, it's not to be laughed at. I was unwell this week, right? Unwell. But also, if you listen to the previous podcast, you will know about my ongoing bibble issues. I will not get into too much detail about them because I, quite frankly, I mean, I know people don't like that chat. I don't understand why. I love talking about bowel movements, but I won't do it just yet.
Even people that don't suffer from it, it happens at least once in your life. Like, especially when you're stressed. Like, at the start of the year, like, I definitely messed up my own this year.
I can't imagine having...
Normal
bowel movements. Like, I can't, like...
What is a normal jobby?
Are you on my phone? Google Images. No, I just think, like, anyway, right...
Anyway, that people have searched for that so much online.
I just, right, so anyway, if you did not listen to the last podcast, I'm Roisin, this is Cassie. For the past 2 years, my bowels have been giving me jip. Serious. And it's, do you know what, right, anyway. And I had a UTI. I've had a UTI for the past 2 weeks and I'm trying to shake it off.
Oh, double whammy.
Double homicide. So, I have... Whilst I've been enduring my irritable body and my crotch disorders, I have been getting this really, like, so I do get, it's maybe not as much like intrusive thoughts, but I'm always like, I was always bad for, I was obsessed, I'd left the plugs on. So I would like get, I would be like driving home from places like work and stuff to like to check if the plugs were off, to check if the door's locked. And then I actually seen someone talk about it. And they were saying, like, it's because you have, like, an anxious mindset. But my latest one, my latest fixation, is that I'm obsessed that I didn't flush the toilet. I'm, like, chronically paranoid that I've left a big dump in the toilet for the next poor fucker. And I also live with my boyfriend's family. Mm-hmm. Say no more. So you can imagine. I mean, I would have to get witness protection. If you did a poo... in your boyfriend's house and you did not flush it, you should be granted witness protection and you should be taken out of the country, because I live, they're like my own family, I love them so dearly, but
then surely they'd forgive you if
yeah
you
but
did.
It's not about that, it's about the
no,
dignity.
I know it is about the dignity. There's
even
probably
my,
nothing
my
worse
own home, my own home. I mean, I would be sheepish.
And there's no guarantee. Now I kind of see why you do this.
So I need to tell you
the habit. We need to discuss the habit that Roisin has. She takes a picture of the toilet with nothing in it.
When she flushes it. I'm not a monster.
To make sure that she has flushed it. I'm the witness to this because she showed me her camera roll. It's horrific.
Every type in toilet. In all honesty.
I know, you had so many different ones.
It's because I'm doing
everything. It's like a Hermitage Shanks catalogue.
In all honesty, it's actually genius, if you think about it. But it was, oh God, I was back and forth like a fiddler's elbow. I was up the toilet, I was down the toilet, and this is without the UTI. I was up, back, forth, sideways, shimmying, I was moonwalking. So you know what it's like if you lie down your bed and you get comfy and then you need a pee and you're like, oh God, right, up we go, the fluorescent lights, the bathroom blaring, you're like, that's me awake.
Oh no, I have my eyes shut the whole time.
What?
Yeah, okay. Like I literally find my way to the toilet with my eyes shut. I can't break the sleep. I kid on to myself that I'm sleepwalking to the loo.
Oh no,
because I can't put on a light. If I put on a light, that is it.
Do that. There's something tells me that you didn't used to be a chronic bedwetter when you were younger. Not saying that I did. But I tell you something, I would be pissing the bed if I took that method. Some of us aren't so lucky.
You wouldn't make it to the loo?
No, because see, if I go to the toilet in the night, right, this is a whole other kettle of fish. Because, see, if I go to the toilet in the middle of the night, I am always paranoid that I'm sleeping. So I'm doing stuff that I'm like, I need to be awake now.
It sounds like you're paranoid about everything. Even when you're sleeping, you're paranoid.
Well, I'm just, yeah.
This says a lot about you. We could dig deep here.
Well, I'm just paranoid about,
life?
Life, but it all does stem from the toilet, I think. Have you never had one of those dreams when you think you're in the toilet? And you wake up and you're peeing the bed?
Yeah, no, I have. When I was younger, I peed the seat going to Australia on a plane with my mum. And the reason that I bring that situation up is because, well, one, my mum's never let me live it down. And two, it's just one that always springs to mind, but it happened. So I was sitting on the seat, long flight, hated it as a kid. Tried to smuggle scissors onto the plane, which was another thing. Yeah.
I've done that, I got away.
Because it was like, my mum looked at me, I remember her like, you know when you're, I don't know if this is still, it's not allowed these days, but my mum grabbed me, I think it was by the scruff of the neck, and when we got through security, and said, "What on earth were you thinking with the scissors?"
I did that as well.
Yeah, and I said,
arts and crafts on the plane. Yeah, so you know what,
it's a long flight, but anyway, I peed the seat.
What
do
you think you're going to do with the scissors as well?
Well, they were kitchen devils.
Yeah, but you were.
It wasn't like.
You were 6 years old.
You know, the guns with the guards on them. It was like anything I could find from the house that could be used in arts and crafts, I had in my Pocahontas to.
That's a set. They should have given you. But so if I went to the toilet at night, I am like matchsticks in the eyes. I'm patting my head and rubbing my tummy. I'm doing anything to make sure that this is real consciousness and I am not. In some horrible way have found myself asleep and
I think you need to go over the paranoia because do you know what can happen, and this will happen to you at one point in your life. You'll go to the loo, right, and you'll do the toilet and you'll take a picture, and then that one wee guy that didn't go off to sea will come back and it'll be there and it'll be really minor and small, but they'll all know it's you.
That one, I didn't know what you meant there. Now I do. No, they won't. This is why I can't let this happen. So right, anyway, back to the story. I've been taking pictures of when I flushed the toilet because I was getting up in the middle of the night and then I was thinking, I've not flushed that toilet, and I would go back down the stairs in the toilet again.
With your phone out.
With my phone
with
out.
With a flash on.
With the torch on. Everybody must be like, what is she doing? And that's another dawn raid in the toilet. And I'm like, that is because that's what happens, because I'm so paranoid that I didn't flush the toilet. To this day, you may think, did this stem from something like you left a big dump in the toilet? No, I've never done it. I'm photographing that toilet.
And is that one of your nags or your brags? I don't know what category that would
fall into. Well, my nag was my ailments.
Uh-huh.
My various ailments, and that's where this is stemming from.
But your brag is all these pictures in your camera roll of empty
toilets.
No, that's
not a brag. Exactly. Look how many times I flush a toilet. My nag this week is my failing immune system and constantly irritated bowels. And I was saying to Cassie, if you saw my Amazon order last week, you would have thought I was 87, and I'm in fact 23.
Oh, with all the IBS medicine and
Oh, and the cystitis.
Peppermint capsules.
Stashes and the, oh yeah, the fibre pills. They must be like, poor old woman's falling apart in that house. And I'm like, that's me.
I once went through a patch like that and I bought lots of vitamins and lots of different sachets and probiotics and everything just got packed away and I wasted so much money.
No, I take quite a lot of probiotics and vitamins and then...
I'd like to say I was on the ball with it, but I'm not.
Yeah, but I do that, but then I don't, like... I drink lots of water and I take lots of vitamins. And then I'm eating, like, chicken.
You do everything the book says, but nothing changes. I've been
there.
Yeah,
but then I just don't change my diet. And they're like, everything will be fine if you don't eat gluten and dairy. And I'm like, there must be another way. So I'm on 25 probiotics. And they were like, you stop doing that. Like, just don't eat bread. And I was like, make it sound so easy.
Right, well, will we move on to our brags? Some brags.
Some bragging. Well, my brag is actually related to my nag. As we speak about my various ailments as my nag, it actually brings me on to my brag, which is yesterday I watched 10 hours of Married at First Sight UK.
10 hours?
10 episodes, yeah.
Oh, 10, oh.
But they're on for an hour. That's it actually might have been 11. I was watching it until...
I can tell you're ill.
I was until 1 o'clock in the morning. Married at First Sight UK, do you watch it?
No, and I feel like I'm the only person that doesn't. And
I don't think, I actually don't know that.
It's probably not a great start to the podcast when it's like one of those things where we've got no producers now to say, go and watch that telly show because it's so in right now and if you don't talk about it, then you're the fucking odd one out.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
I am.
Well, no, I wouldn't say, I couldn't get into it for ages, but now I'm addicted to it. But do you know what I have to say? What is with people on Married at First Sight? They get to the age of 26 and they're like, I've just not met anybody and I need to settle down. You're 26. 26?
Yeah, that is weird.
That is weird. Like, I just don't get that sort of mindset.
No, I know, but then there's people that just want to be on the TV.
Yeah, but would you want to be married on the TV though?
Yeah, people are like that. They won't do it for that. They want to... make it on Instagram.
I think I could be an expert, a relationship expert now, because I've watched 10 hours of Married at First Sight. That's what it takes.
What kind of advice would you give out?
I feel like on Married at First Sight UK, a lot of them probably need like professional help. Like there's a lot of things going on in the background. I'm like...
Therapy, always recommend it.
Yeah, I think you shouldn't really be here. Married at First Sight shouldn't be the first stop. Married at First Sight wouldn't be for me. I mean, I can see why people go on like Love Island for fame and stuff. Because I feel like Love Island would be fun, but I feel like Married at First Sight wouldn't be that fun. Would you go on Married at First Sight? Sorry, Callum.
No. Weird to say that, by the way, right? Well, if you don't already know this, I have been on one telly program when I was younger. It was Deal or No Deal. But I was very young. A long time ago, and I recently received a message into my Instagram inbox from a producer from the telly
saying what?
Who's obviously not been doing her research onto my page, but then either she's not done her research or I don't post enough about Callum. Either or.
Oh my god, what was it to go on?
Right, hold on, this is what it says. Hey Cassie, I hope you're well. Apologies for the random message out the blue. I work for a production company and I am currently casting for a dating reality show. I wanted to get in touch to see if this is something that would interest you at all. I can't give you too much specific information about the show just yet, but...
Send me your bank details.
It is a reality dating show we are currently casting for. The application form is on this link, and once the show is announced, I will be able to tell you more. Let me know if you have any questions. Please let me know if you do apply so I can find your form in the database. Clicked on the link, legit link. This girl also advertises for The Cube. I don't care about the dating reality show.
That is so
funny. I
want
to go on The Cube. I sent this to Callum and I said, sorry, babe. He said, Cass, I'd like you to go on the show to watch you try and hold in your pumps for 12 weeks.
Maybe it was Married at First Sight.
Nah, if that's just been, it won't be. That was too early for that. Too early for that.
I wonder what it was. Maybe it was Love Island. You couldn't
like
that.
No, it's too early for that as well.
You couldn't let Callum hold you back. You'd have to go.
So I'll put that down as one of my brags this week that I was asked onto a dating reality show.
One of Callum's nags.
Another one of my brags, which is nothing related to TV. It's really, really minuscule and probably quite boring to some. But I bought some frozen acai because I wanted to make it myself. And I've been spending a fecking fortune on the stuff, and I thought, no, no more.
I always thought it was called a kaya.
So did I at one point, until I went into the place and said, you know, you think you're dead culture, and you're like, I'll have some of your acai, please. And they were like, yeah, I'll do you an acai bowl. It's when they say it so casual, they don't want to correct you because they feel a bit rotten. You don't want to be that person that goes, actually, love, it's acai.
Actually, it's acai.
So they go, oh, you want an acai bowl? And then that's when you go, I'm a fucking
You
dick.
Should change your spelling of your name to Cassai.
No.
That could be fun. Like, do you know what else that, when that happened to me, take me to the Springfield Quay.
You didn't.
The taxi driver was at the key. And I was like, that, no, the quay. No, you idiot, the quay. He was like, the key. And I was like, I'm being kidnapped. And then I realised, why would you spell it like that though?
Because it's how you spell key, but it's not like a key put in the door.
Well, I know. It's how you spell quay.
And what is a quay, Roisin?
I don't know. What is a quay?
I don't know. The Springfield Quay.
Springfield Quay. Yeah, exactly. That makes so much more sense.
So we've given you a little insight into the nags and brags of this week, our own nags and brags.
We're going to do this every week.
But we don't just want it to be ours. We want to have guests on this podcast. And we are looking for your inspiration. We want to know who you would like to hear on the pod. Roisin hates me saying pod, but I'm saying it.
I actually
on
don't
the
mind.
Pod.
I don't mind the word pod. It's because, remember on Snog, Marry, Avoid?
And there was
thing,
pod.
And there was pod.
You spoke to pod.
Yeah, that's what the word pod reminds me of. It reminds me of pod.
Yeah.
Saying, over half of the population would avoid you. And then they gave
you
me...
You would not get away with that show anymore, by
and
the
then,
way.
I know. And then they gave me a short back inside and said that over 50% would snog you. No, they wouldn't. Not that I'm saying people with a short back inside don't deserve a snog, but I personally could not rock one. Yes, well, please give us your guest suggestions on our Instagram at Nags and Brags Podcast. Mine would be GK Barry from TikTok.
I don't think, genuinely,
she's ever said something and it's not been funny.
And you're pretty big on there as well. Were you waiting for that part of the podcast? You didn't know what episode it was going to come in.
I thought...
How many thousand, Roisin? Go on, brag about it. You can do it here.
It's 45.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been ticking and talking.
Can you please tell me that you've plugged this on your TikTok, or do I need to...
I have to
pay you for that?
It's given me an identity crisis, having TikTok. Because we spoke about this in the last podcast. Actually, somebody messaged me and said, you achieved your dream of going viral on TikTok. Because remember, in the last podcast, I always kept talking about wanting to be a TikToker.
That's right.
And now...
I'm right behind you, sister.
I'm not.
I've got your back.
Yeah, but I do feel a bit embarrassed because I do feel like I am an adult. I feel like podcasting is for grown-ups.
No,
that's
you're definitely
boss,
still another version
bosses
of you.
Girl bosses do. People are like... How are you? In such a good mood all the time. And so that makes me feel terrible because I'm not.
Whenever you pop up my feed though, I've got to be honest, I'm like, that's my girl.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my girl. And then you say something about a shite and I go, that's not my girl.
Because I do feel like on TikTok I'm always good vibes, but actually in real life I am always inherently in a bad mood.
You're not.
I feel like Krusty the Clown in The Simpsons. You know when he's like being a clown and then he like goes round the back and smokes a fag and is like in a bad mood. I feel like that's what I'm like.
He looks distressed.
Yeah. On TikTok I'm like, morning. And then in real life I'm like, oh.
So you want GK Barry.
GK Barry would be up there. She's so funny. I don't even know what I'd say. I would just be laughing the whole time.
I would take another member of Sailing Sunset. This just gives me the chance to say, we had Mary on the podcast before. I went to a chat, like I go to kind of radio talk things, very boring, but
she's a woman in business, basically.
Somebody will be sitting there at the back and they'll put up their hand. I say, you at the back there? And they'll say,
with a bad haircut.
Yeah, and they don't ask anything about the radio. They'll say, how did you get Mary from Selling Sunset in your podcast?
She wouldn't stop.
Oh, she was hounding us.
Oh, God. I had to get her on Shut Up.
Don't even get me started on Chriselle. I've told her to wait.
This is honestly right. I forget she was on the podcast and we were talking about the most like famous people we'd ever met. I suppose we didn't meet her, but because it was on Zoom, obviously. But we were talking about the most famous people we'd ever met. And I said, remember Jo O'Meara? She was in Big Brother. I don't think she won it. And she was in S Club 7. I seen her at the airport flying EasyJet, may I add, when I was seven. And that
so
was
down to earth.
That was what... It's just not like a I don't know what I was going to say.
She's one of us.
I said that was the most famous. I didn't even go and meet her. I didn't go up to her. I said that's the most famous person I've ever seen. It was Joe O'Meara flying EasyJet from Glasgow Airport. And I forgot all about Mary from Selling Sunset.
Until your dad reminded you of
it.
My dad reminded me.
My dad loves Selling Sunset. Me and my dad have the same taste in TV. He loves Married at First Sight UK as well.
I would like Joe from S Club 7. No, I would like... I'm trying to think.
Joe from S Club 7 was in some sort of scandal.
Oh, maybe not then.
I also don't know what she's doing. She's probably...
trying to think who I would like on it. Who would I like?
Who would be like your actual... Okay, if we're talking like you could get anybody in the world, mine would be Dolly Parton.
Like Dolly Parton, she endorsed the Moderna vaccine. That's why I got it.
Quite right.
I'm trying to think...
anybody in the world. I don't mean actually ask them. I just mean hypothetically speaking.
I would quite like... Camilla Cabello. I think she seems
Camilla
like good
Cabello.
Chat.
Camilla Cabello?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Camilla Parker Bowles. And I thought, let's wrap this up right now and go outside. Let's go outside. No, turn the mics off.
That is some of our dream guests. But who would you like to hear on the podcast? Who
phone
would you?
In.
I'll do it. I know. I feel like I said that very radio. Who would you like to hear on the podcast? You can let us know. It's at Nags and Brags Podcast. And we will try our
probably
everything.
Probably say not Roisin.
I'm going to sell Roisin off, get some money. She might
be
gone.
How much thing you'd get for me?
But we'll get some more. I don't know, actually. Can we not try and start selling your TikTok? That's a good idea. We'll talk about that off air.
Yes.
Whoever you want to hear from, whoever you want to hear on the podcast, we will reach out.
And no suggestion, may I add, apart from... Camilla Parker Bowles. No suggestion is too big. We got Mary.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, we got Mary. And do you know what? If I give you even a bigger insight to anything you've had before, I got Mary for the pod. I reached out. And I had to go in as a fan and a presenter.
You were a big fan.
Well, I did put it in the mail that I was a bit of a fan and I was also doing a podcast.
Long time listener, first time caller.
That's all from us. And Roisin is... got a bowel movement incoming, so she's going to go.
Cassie's just said off the microphone, how will we wrap this up? And then it just came back on the microphone and said, Roisin's got a bowel movement. So
we need an excuse.
Stop taking advice. Okay, guys, this is the end of the podcast. It was an organic ending. My bowels are remain still, but we have just had enough of speaking to each other. So we'll see you in the next episode, hopefully with a guest. So we can dilute some of this tension that's been brewing this episode.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let us know at Nags and Brags podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on our own pages as well, at Pals Before Gals for Roisin, at CassCassG for myself. Let us know what you think. Spread the word. Tell your friends. And hopefully we'll see you on the next episode. I'm going to stop laughing.
Okay, so we thought for our... I almost got into me. I can't fucking breathe.
Do you need my...
You wish.
Well, I leave? Because I feel like I'm just going to laugh.
For our first episode, we thought we... Shut the fuck up.
I haven't laughed again.
I thought I could hear you laughing.
No.
Take fucking 112. We thought for our...